20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden spoke at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church today, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his father once served as pastors.
The battle for the soul of this nation is perennial. It's a constant struggle. It's a constant struggle between hope and fear, kindness and cruelty, justice and injustice, against those who traffic in racism, extremism, and insurrection.
But Mr. Biden's speech comes as the Justice Department investigates his handling of classified documents.
The president's attorneys immediately handed over the documents to the National Archives. Republican James Comer, who heads the House Oversight Committee, tells CNN he sees a double standard here.
Why was Mar-a-Lago raided, but the president's home not?
There's a good reason for that, says Democrat Daniel Goldman on CBS's Face the Nation.
We don't have any indication that President Biden knew about them. He certainly has demonstrated no intent to deceive or obstruct the government by keeping them.
A special counsel has been appointed to investigate the case involving former President Trump and now the case involving President Biden. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The Treasury Department's now warning that the U.S. will likely hit its debt limit this week. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's ready to make cuts.
If you had a child, you gave them a credit card, and they kept hitting the limit, you wouldn't just keep increasing it. You'd first see, what are you spending your money on? How can we cut items out? Every government has to do this.
McCarthy on Fox this morning. A debt ceiling deadline is Thursday. The feds are investigating a scary moment at JFK.
It was a close call here at JFK Airport.
Delta 1943, canceled takeoff clearance.
That's air traffic control telling the pilots of Delta Flight 1943 to abort takeoff. Brian Healy from the West Village was on that plane.
Passengers were all thrust forward from our waist because of the abrupt stop. There were gasps in the cabin.
It was clear to him that this was not normal and no one knew what happened. Healy first thought it was a mechanical issue, but he said he overheard another passenger.
He was pointing that the plane that had indeed crossed the runways we were in later, we could see it through the window. And the guy was saying that's the plane that just crossed the runway.
Darius Radzi is for CBS News, New York.
Evacuations are underway in Northern California again ahead of more severe storms later tonight. But Southern California is also bracing for a hit. Robert Lyons lives in Seal Beach.
Our biggest concern that it just keeps on rising up and it fills up into the parking area. We definitely need the water here in California, so it's good to have the water here. But I know it's very dangerous for a lot of people and they've been hurt by it as well.
The storms have killed at least 19 people. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldsky. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 31 tonight under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I hear the ticking of the Picasso, Duke to run my. Snatch a piece of my pondering. This didn't fire like yondering. Skin of my tooth like, skin of my boot like, flying my suit like. Where's the waitress? Can't take this, really can't face this. These ears and all these graces. It's my mistake, I make it. Shade up to the moon, now make it. Bounce, wiggle, shake it all them veins out. Camel cool cut throats, bound to blow the brain out. Hurt to the brain, this ain't no game. I show no shame, I birth this pain. I twist the cane, I twist the game. I push the plane, it's plain as day. Known to what these sayers say, known to what these doers do. It's you and who and you know where. We's about to take it there, we's about to make it clear. We happy on, we lonesome. The lone drum, the beat hot, the start to finish. 10 spoons of spinach, the soul and the spinach. The cup that runneth over, we turn up the ogre.
I don't know. That was Gorillaz.
Oh, Damon Albarn again.
With All Alone. Not bad for a fake band. And before that, we opened up this hour of Seth Faces the Music with Heart and the power ballad to end all power ballads, Alone. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask your indulgence for just a minute here because the next song I'm going to play isn't exactly what you would call radio-friendly, but it's from a band that I have desperately wanted to play on this show for a very, very long time. So, from one of the greatest albums ever recorded, Loveless. That's right, kiddies, get real close to your radios. Here's My Bloody Valentine with Come In Alone.
Thank you.
The Brothers Gibb there with their last big hit from 1997, Alone. Boy, you know, sometimes credit needs to go where credit is due, and the Bee Gees knew how to write hit songs. Man, what a career. Time for a break once again here on Seth Face the Music, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to go to the 70s once again with one of the great soul voices of that decade, a man who is now an ordained pastor, and I believe has a church somewhere in Cleveland, Ohio. Find out who it is when we come back on WFHR.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Join me in saving lives. Every year, about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon in the U.S. What is radon? It's an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas that can cause lung cancer. Radon comes from the natural breakdown of uranium in the soil, enters homes through small cracks and openings, and builds up inside. Any home can have radon. New homes, old homes, apartments, drafty homes, well-sealed homes, homes with and without basements. About 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Testing is the only way to know. Testing for radon is an easy and low-cost way to save a life, many lives. For more information, call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Dream, yeah. I'm so tired, baby.
that slow burn, wait while it gets dark. Bruising the sun, I feel grown up with you in your car. I know it's dumb.
Marija Lani Yelich O'Connor is the name of that artist, known better as Lord, from New Zealand. That was A World Alone from her debut album, Pure Heroine. And before that, we opened up this set with the Reverend Al Green and Tired of Being Alone. Moving on to our next song, the group that was formed by Neil Finn became a big hit in the late 80s and continued their success for quite a while. Later, they were joined by Neil's brother, Tim, the Finn brothers, very, very talented songwriters. And this next one is the title cut from their 1993 album. Here's Crowded House with Together Alone.
Thank you. call my house just yesterday, 'cause I picked up the extension and I heard every word you say. Why don't you just call,
the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan there with a live version from 1989 in Austin, Texas. Leave My Girl Alone. Stevie Ray, you are still sorely missed. One more break here on Seth Faces the Music, everybody. When we come back, we've got a classic by a 50s vocal group that broke all the rules. They were kind of lumped in as rock and roll, but they really weren't. They were just, well, really good. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back here on WFHR.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Thank you.
when you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you in me, for it's true, you are my destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream.
Not enough, not enough, not enough.
The Manic Street Preachers with Your Love Alone Is Not Enough, featuring the vocal stylings of Nina Persson. And before that, we opened up this final set with The Platters, Only You and You Alone. For our next song, we're going to turn to, well, probably the only real supergroup that has ever existed. Come on, how can anything compare to the Traveling Wilburys with their cast of characters? I'm not going to go into who they all are, you know them anyway, but here's one featuring the late, great Roy Orbison, Not Alone Anymore.
Thank you. consider here. I am not permanent. And the only thing keeping me dry is seem so out of context in this gaudy apartment complex. A stranger with your door key explaining that I'm just visiting.
And that is going to be the end of this episode of Seth Faces the Music. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to go out with just a taste of Chet Baker's Alone Together. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid